Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. Baruch Hashem, we're back after Shavuos. We had a little break. The schedule of Yom Tov did not allow to us to have a Sheer for a week. But Baruch Hashem, we're back in business. And it is an honor to be reunited with you. L'chvoyd HaTorah. This week we are learning for Refuah Shleima. The zechus of the learning should go for Refuah Shleima for Binyamin ben Daniela Mar Galit. Again, the learning should be a zechus for Refuah Shleima for Binyamin ben Daniela Mar Galit. Refuah Shleima b'karif. We also learning lezeicher lila nishmas manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. We thank the sponsors for their generosity in keeping the Torah of SheerEnjoyment.com alive and fresh and vibrant, and to inspire us to have the fire of Torah burn within us. This week is Parshas Bahaloscha. Parshas Bahaloscha is a very special parsha. It's a very big parsha. There are many inyanim that we come across this parsha. It's actually the 36th parsha in the Torah, the 36th week, and the parsha begins with the menorah. We know that the aur of the menorah was lit in this world for 36 hours. The first 36 hours of the world, Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki tov, Hashem saw the aur that he created, Vayomer Elokim yehi aur, the aur was tov, and that aur lit the world for 36 hours. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that it was not proper for the wicked people to be nene from the or, the pure or of Torah in this world. So Hashem was gone as the or for the tzaddikim la'osilavai. And the or is the or of the menorah. And 36 hours it was in this world, and here we are. It's the 36th week of the year, the 36th parsha of the year. The parsha opens up. Well, before we start the parsha, we have to, of course, as we always do, give a shout out to our host, Jake Weinman, who has created Torah Anytime. Is pride and joy, his chelek in enabling Klal Yisrael to enjoy learning Torah 6 days a week. Really, it's 7 days a week. We review on Shabbos all that we have learned 24/7 and throughout the year. Thank you, Jake, for your inspiration, for your creation, and for your schus of Limud HaTorah. And as well, we want to give a special shout out and thank you to Mitch Green for taking care of everything technical. And we greatly appreciate your diligence and your guaranteeing that everything runs smoothly here at SheerEnjoyment.com. This week, we learn about the Hadlokas Haneros. Rashi tells us that Aaron HaKohen, Aaron representing Shevet Levi, he saw at the end of Parshas Noso, every Nosi of their Shevet brought a set of Korbanos to inaugurate, to invest, to imbue the Mishkan with Kedusha. And Aaron had Chalisha Sadas because he did not have a chelik in the offerings in the inauguration, not him, not a shevet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, don't have Chalisha Sadas. Your chelik is even bigger, greater than all of the other shvatim, in that you will light the neros, you will light the menorah, And in fact, the words of Rashi are Sha'ata Native Unmadlik Es Hamanara. You will be native. Native is a very difficult word to translate. It means, it comes from the word toif. You will make the menorah good and you will light. You will basically, you will clean, you will set up the wicks and you will remove the psoilas, the soot and the take out the old wicks, fill up the neros with new fresh oil, and you will light the menorah, will give light to the menorah as well. Question is, how is this a nechama to Aaron? Aaron was very upset. Aaron wanted to have a chilek in the menorah, and he did not have the schus to bring an offering, to bring a special set of korbanos, like the other shvatim, to inaugurate the Mishkan. What exactly is this appeasement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron? You will be native umadlik esaneros. How are we to understand this appeasement that Hashem is giving Aaron? So first let us ask the question, what exactly is native? Like we explained, native comes from the word tov. And actually it's not just a fact that something is good, it is a verb, to make good, to better. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa, it says at the end of creation, Hashem saw all that he did, v'hinei toiv me'oid. It was very good. What exactly does it mean here to make it good? And furthermore, there is being native, and then there is being madlik, and lighting the menorah. What are exactly these two inyanim? Furthermore, we could ask, no, the first day that Aaron lit the menorah, there was no need to be native in Neros. The first day, fresh, the menorah did not have any oil. Aaron filled up the Neros with oil and lit the menorah. There wasn't necessarily a need to be native in Neros. Seemingly, native in Neros means to take out the old oil, the old wicks, to take out any residue of ash, of soot, of the dirtying of the menorah. There was nothing. There was nothing. It was fresh. What does it mean over here that Aaron was mative first, the menorah, and then was madlik the menorah? So perhaps we can suggest that the word mative homiletically also means to light, to bring light. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu was born during difficult times. Yocheved had to hide Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says concerning his birth, "Vatere oso ki toiv hu." Yocheved saw Moshe ki tov hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was tov, and therefore vatitzpeneu she hid Moshe Rabbeinu shlishol yirachim. Even though the Egyptians were coming and making inspections, and fulfilling the decree of Paro to every firstborn to throw him into the Yam, they were coming around and they had all different techniques to find babies. Yet, because Yocheved saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was toiv, therefore, what mother does not love their child? Every mother, there's an expression, the baby has a face that only a mother can love. Every single mother loves their child. Every single mother would risk their life for their child. They would hide their child for 3 months, would fulfill vatitz b'nei shlosha yorachim, even if he was not toiv. So what then does it mean, ki toivu? Obviously, it means over here that Moshe Rabbeinu, he displayed something special, something which objectively can be considered toif, even to not a mother. And it was worth to go out of the way in the Moser Nefesh to save Moshe Rabbeinu, to go the extra mile. What was it? So Chazal tell us, he was nolad mohol, either that he was born with a bris milah, a very unusual occurrence, to be born with a bris milah, or nismale kol habayis oira. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was toiv, and Rashi says, toiv means the whole house was filled with light. So we have over here a concept that tov doesn't just mean good. Tov means nismale kol habayis oira. So now we have a question. In addition to the symbol meaning that hatova means to clean away the ash, to remove the old wick, to fill up the lamp with oil, the word mativ means to give light. And then the pasuk says, in addition to give light, Aaron would also madlik es haneros. Homiletically, we are interpreting there are two different elements of light. There is hatava, and there is hadlaka. On Chanukah, we only make a bracha on the hadlaka. Or on Shabbos, we make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov, lahadlik ner shel Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaZikaron. We don't make a bracha on the hatava, but we see in Chazal that toiv also means light. Nismale kol habayis oira. Vayar vatera ki toivu. Nismale kol habayis oira. The word toiv means light. What then is the difference between hatova, besides the simple interpretation that it means to clean the menorah, and the meaning of hadlaka? We see two different types of light. So I'd like to suggest, homiletically, that hatova light means an internal light. And, for example, the Ibn Ezra says in the Pasuk, in Shemos, Vatera Oso Kitovu, she saw that he was unusually beautiful. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a beautiful, beautiful child, objectively. The baby would win the contest from all the mothers. When something is beautiful, I mean, there's some this pleasantness that comes to the eye. When you produce light, when you're madlik the neros, the beauty is not the ner. The beauty is that you can see something else. There are two types of benefit that come from light. Number one, the object is beautiful. And the light, you know, to see something, you have to have light. So the light comes from an external source. And the external source sheds light on the object. And there's beauty being spread. Because this thing is, there is light, there is beauty expanding to the environment where other things can be seen. Aaron had the schus of being native the neros and lighting the neros. The menorah, we have to appreciate, was exquisitely beautiful. The menorah was made from the purest gold. The menorah was complex with kaftorim, uprochim, had the different shapes, the different number of the knobs, the flowers, the cups. And the Torah says that the menorah should be beautiful. One piece of gold, branches expanding, kaftorim, gevios, prochim. These are expressions besides just the actual design. These are expressions of beauty. Aaron every single day would make the menorah beautiful. The object was beautiful. And then once the object was beautiful, Aaron would light the menorah and use that beauty to expand beauty to everything else. When something sheds light, it radiates. The beauty expands everywhere. Through light, you can see the qualities of beauty of everything else in the Mishkan. If there's no light, it's dark, you can't see it. You know, it's very sad that, you know, today it's the way of the world that we dim the lights in a wedding hall, a simcha hall. You know, it's common that the lights are dim. And the real reason why the lights are dim is because we do not want, most people do not want to be seen fully. The more light there is, the more a person's defects can be seen. And because, unfortunately, we all are, you know, it's all, we all have defects, we prefer that we not expose our defects. There's a certain elegance that comes with the lights being dim because we hide, to a certain degree, we hide our defects. But if in the perfect world, where everything is perfect, we would want there to be a full measure of light being cast so that the full beauty of what's out there is available to be seen. So what we're saying over here is that Aaron, the word Tov, means to nismali habayis oira. The bayis is filled with or. It's internal. Aaron, first, he filled the inside with R. And once the inside is filled with R, there's an internal R, then there can be an external R. And I'm really trying to get at, I'm trying to really bring this as a hakdama to really a more major point, that we know that Aaron was a person that was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Aaron's hallmark, his legacy, was a person of who loved love, Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. And we find when Aaron died, Chazal tell us that 80,000 young boys carry the coffin of Aaron. What did all 80,000 boys have in common? Their name was Aaron. Why was their name Aaron? Because there were 80,000 couples in Klal Yisrael that were planning on getting divorced because of Shalom Bayis problems. And these 80,000 couples, before they got the divorce, they chose the divorce. They first had a consultation with Aaron HaKohen, and Aaron HaKohen convinced them not to get divorced. He convinced them to find favor in each other's eyes. He was able to bring out peace between man and wife. And in reward, to express gratitude for bringing shalom bin ish v'ish toy, each one of these couples, when they had their child, they named their child Aaron. And these Aarons carry the coffin of Aaron at the time of his death. That is what Chazal say. Aaron was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. We go back to our original question. Here we tie everything together. Aaron was very sad. Aaron witnessed at the end of Parshas Naso, each Shevet, their leader, offer a unique korban to inaugurate the Mishkan. Aaron had Chalisha Sadas. Aaron did not participate, not him, not a Shevet. Aaron was sad. And Hashem said to Aaron, don't be sad, because you should have comfort in that you will be madlik, meitiv, umadlik es haneros. Every single Jewish home is a mikdash ma'at. We're all familiar with this, that we describe every single Jewish home as a mikdash ma'at. And ish v'isha shalom b'neihem, if there is peace between a husband and wife, shechina b'neihem. And if chas v'shalom, there is not shalom b'neihem, then there is ish. Every Jewish home is a mikdash ma'at. It is a place where the shechina rest. The Beis Hamikdash, the main function of the Beis Hamikdash is to be a place for Hashras Hashchina, and that's what each bayis is. Likewise, it's a place for the Shechina to rest. And Aaron would make shalom in that home. Aaron did not just light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and bring light to the Mokom HaMikdash, to the place where Hashem resides, the Shechina, to the entire world. Aaron lit the home of lit the light. He brought the Shechina to every single Jewish home. Sha'ata madlik, yata native umadlik. What does it mean, native? Vayar Elokim, vayar datera oso ki tofu, nismale kol habayis oira. The whole house was filled with light. In the case of Aaron, you know what the hatova is? It's the same word. Vatera oso ki tofu, Aaron is native, the neros. Aaron brings light into every single home. Nismale kol bayis oira. Not just like by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yocheved, where it says nismale kol habayis. Nismale kol bayis without the hay. Not habayis, but kol bayis. Aaron is matil shalom in every single home. He brought peace in every single home, and the peace he brought there was made their home mole oira. And once there can be oira in the private home, then there can be oira in the communal home, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom of Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the entire Klal Yisrael, for the entire world, the or can extend. As we said before, before you can make or shed the light elsewhere, spread the light, there must be an internal light shining in a Mokom. And that was the Nechama that Hashem gave to Aaron. The Nesiim, they brought korbanos. They did something unique to invest, to imbue the Mokom HaMikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it to have the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. But you will bring Oira in every single Jewish home, in every single Mikdash Ma'at. You will have the gift, the talent, the charisma, the personality, the love, the contagious love of bringing light in every single Jewish home. And Mimela, once there is light, there is Shechina residing in every single Jewish home, the Shechina will spread throughout the entire Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to everyone. And Yirtz Hashem, I will see you next week. Good night. Thank you.